Hallelujah. I've been instructed to speak on turning converts to disciples. Turning converts to disciples. Please, let's help me with Matthew chapter 28, NIV or Amplified. Either of the both, that NIV or Amplified. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Matthew 28, verse 19 and verse 20. Is anybody there? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. So disciples are made. Disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The next verse. And teaching them to obey. Teaching them to obey. King James will say to observe everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Here, the convert is one who has received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. In other words, one who got born again. A Christian convert is what we are looking at. Then a disciple here is an established follower of Jesus Christ. Not just a follower, but an established one, an ardent, a passionate follower of Jesus Christ. One who has been trained, one who has been disciplined after the order of Christ. One who has been disciplined, who has been trained after the order of Christ. There are two major components of soul winning. One is save. The other is disciple. Praise God. Two major components of soul winning. One is what? Save. The other is what? Disciples. And that's why I see soul winning as the total activities involved in saving souls and discipling them. Soul winning has to do with all the activities, the totality of the activities involved, both in saving the lost and also in helping the lost to be established in faith. Praise God. So you don't boast of winning a soul until that soul is discipled. You don't boast of winning a soul until that soul is discipled. If you preach to somebody and the person got saved, the person confesses the lordship of Jesus Christ and gets saved, you have done half of soul winning. The remaining half of it is discipleship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't boast of winning a soul until that soul is a disciple. Otherwise, you will be like the unwise farmer who counts his chick in egg form before the egg hatches. Praise God. Your hand lays egg and look at it and say, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, 20 eggs. That means I have 20 chicks. It doesn't always work that way. Praise God. At the end, you discover that some of them doesn't have any chick in them. Hallelujah. So that hundreds of persons came out and confessed the lordship of Jesus Christ is not enough. Don't start celebrating and say that 100 souls. Praise God. Don't start celebrating and say that I've won 100 souls. Because the ones that are actually won are the ones that are discipled among those that confessed the lordship of Jesus Christ. You know why? There's a possibility of falling away. Are you aware? The possibility is there. That's why we must focus on converting our converts, turning them from being just convert, those who confessed the lordship of Jesus Christ and God saved at a moment, to people who are established in their followership of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Jesus showed it to us, friend, ways in Mark 16, verse 15. Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world and do what? And preach. And preach. To preach is to announce. To preach the gospel is to announce, is to proclaim, is to declare the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you do that, people are healed People are delivered from all manner of demonic oppressions, satanic oppressions. But most importantly, people confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So in preaching, people confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In preaching, people are delivered from all manner of oppressions. Hallelujah. But that is in preaching. So he said, go and preach. And I believe this is just the first part of it. Where we read in Matthew chapter 28 from verse 19, he gave us the B part of it. He said, make disciples of... So preaching is not enough in that order. It must involve teaching. If you read that scripture in King James, this Matthew, okay, look at it. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And teach all nations. So we preach to save and we teach to establish. Say with me, I preach to save. And I teach to establish. Amen. And remember, a disciple is an established follower of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, preach and teach. Preach and teach. These are the two components of soul winning. Say with me, I'm a soul winner. I will preach and I will teach. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's very, very important we understand that. Hallelujah. 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 It's a teaching them to observe. Teaching them to observe. That means it's more than just what you say with your mouth. Praise God. Teach or make disciples is beyond what you do with your mouth. It's beyond classwork. It involves a training and a serious training for that matter. Imagine when you teach children. How do you teach children? You know, some of you have children in your houses, like myself. You teach them by example. After talking to them, do this. What do you do? You do it. To show them how to do it. Praise God. So you lead by example. Praise God. You lead by example. So teaching involves more than classwork. It involves more than what we are saying. Praise God. It is what we are doing and what we are saying that Jesus began to do and to teach. Praise God. So Jesus was doing and also teaching. He was doing and also teaching. And he said, go and teach. So his teaching means be doing and be talking. Praise God. Some will say, follow my words, don't follow my character. Then you are not a follower of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because your converts will follow both your word and your character. And the character speaks louder. Are you aware? Our actions speak louder. I mean, those days in the north, they are not much interested in what I was preaching. But they were interested in the character. Praise God. Some said, if not that you are a Christian, not that you are a Christian, that this thing you are doing is what Allah commanded us to do. That a good servant of Allah, a good servant of Allah. I said, this one is not Allah. It's Jesus that told me to do it and empowered me to do it. That's what they say. Jesus, I said, Jesus is the one that did it. Praise God. So he's the one at work in me doing these things. Not just Muslims, unbelievers out there. They want to see you do what they are telling them to do. So discipling people is more than talking. It involves a doing. Praise God. Say with me, I will teach and I will also act. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let me also make this clear. For our converts to follow us, we must follow Jesus. Praise God. We must follow Jesus. In fact, we should be bold to tell them to follow us. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? If you're a good father, you should be bold, or good parents, to tell your children to do what? Follow me. Think Apostle Paul did that in 1 Corinthians 4:16. Jesus did it first. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me. And in 1 Corinthians 4:16, Apostle Paul was also talking to his converts. Can we have it on the screen, please? He said, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Be ye followers of me. So our converts should follow us as we follow Jesus. Praise God. Because disciples are made in the process of following. Disciples are made in the process of following. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. So it takes following to make. Praise God. So they will follow us when we follow the master. Praise God. One of our fathers of faith, who is still very much alive, Archbishop Benson Idahosa, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. If I deviate from Christ, divert from me. Praise God. If I deviate, what do? Divert. Praise God. But you will not deviate. Praise God. So that your followers can really follow through. Praise God. The only convert you may not disciple is the one who is not willing to follow. The only convert you may not disciple is one who is not willing to follow at all. He's not willing to follow at all. I'm thinking I have had such experience. He's not willing to follow. Just want to extort you. Praise God. But he's not interested in following. But hear me, there are many others who are willing. There are many others that you can, you know, train. You can disciple. And we see it in their eyes. At times you are talking to them. The kind of attention they pay to you shows that there is something special about this one. At times others are making noise. Others are looking left and right, but that one is focused. Mark that one. At times, after sharing the word of God with them, one will say, please, how can I see you again? Mark that one. Are you listening? Mark that one. That one can follow. At times, some of them will ask sincere questions. Sincere, me looking at them, now, these questions are sincere questions. And when you give them an answer, they accept the answer. Those are the kind of people that can follow. So as you make converts, observe. Do you hear me? Say to yourself, your neighbor, as you make converts, observe your converts. Amen. So there are a lot of signs that shows that this one can follow. Don't neglect it. That's all they will say, oh, thank God that you came. I've been waiting for somebody like you. Or I've been looking for where I will hear something like this. Or, oh, your own gospel is different from the ones I've been hearing. It's a sign. Praise God, that one can follow. So don't just neglect and say, yes, we thank God. It was the Lord that did it through me. God, praise the Lord. Praise the. And don't end it there. Hallelujah. Pick number, pick names, pick address. Such a person can follow. It's a material for discipleship. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's very, very important we take note of this. Some will say, which church do you attend? So that I can become a member of your church. All these are more are signs. The wisdom in discipleship is few of them per time. Focus on few per time. Do you hear me? Focus on few per time. You know your capacity. Praise God. At times you can focus just on 4 persons for 7 months. For 7 months, just 4 persons. There are others there, but these ones are your focus. You've set it that between now to 7 month time, these ones must have been established in Christ. And if you have such people established in your church or ministry, then they have to grow the ministry. Are you aware? Because when you make one disciple, he makes others. And before you know, there's a multiplication. Praise the Lord. So don't take 100 at a go and lose all of them. If there are 4, there are 3. If they, you know your capacity, if there are 5, pick them up and follow them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's a wisdom in making disciples. It's very, very important. Hallelujah. 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 I've observed that one of the major challenges we are facing today in the body of Christ is undiscipled converts. It's a major challenge. Undiscipled converts. We have them in churches. You'll think they are with you until they say something. Praise God. How can somebody who has been in church for three years, just come up one day and tell you that, hey, don't mind that, church is a scam. Don't mind them. Oh, we don't do all those things now. This thing people are, we don't do them before. I knew one of them was a choir master, was singing in choir. Some of us there knew him. I spent years in that church. But if you touch him now, he say, no, church is a scam. He wasn't a disciple. Maybe it's more here in the Southeast. I don't know about Southern and other regions. But something that is very, very dangerous happening here. But thank God we are here. Is that every young girl now or woman, they will say, is queen mother, is a wife. That's what you're reading. Almost in every street, they have Ezenwai, queen mother. If you want to meet queen mother is here. Ezenwai, here and there. Then young men are saying, is idol worship. One was boasting the other, they said, I've gone to my village and I've collected two of the idols. They're in my room now. A young boy. Maybe I'm the only one seeing it. So our young people are returning to idol. Even some of them that have been in church for years, why they were not a disciple. And that's why we must take the issue of discipleship very, very seriously. Sometimes I look at it, look at parents. I mean, our physical parents that have our biological children. You see what you go through to bring them up. We never give up on them. Am I correct? Even the most stubborn one among them, we never give up. We continue praying, we continue pushing. But when is your spiritual type? You say, maybe he's not serious. When is his spiritual? Your convert. You put in a little effort, you say, no, this boy. But if it's your child, your physical child, your biological child, you do everything. You cry, you talk to people, you pray. You talk. Let's get more serious with our spiritual combat, our children, our spiritual children. That's what God is saying today. This moment, He wants us to disciple them and is over willing to help us do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's better to save 20 persons and disciple them than to save 100 that later went back. You get it. A fisherman that fishes a fish out of the water and the fish returns to the water, has he done anything reasonable? All he did was just wasted effort. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12:27. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Say with me, I'm the diligent man. My converts are precious. My converts are precious. I will preserve them. I will establish them. Amen. In order to do well in discipleship, know these things. Number one, you must be determined to do it. You must be determined to do it. It is a hard labor. Luke 9:62. No man that putteth forth his hand to plow and looketh back is worthy of this kingdom. So you must be determined. Number two, you must choose to see them as new creatures they are. You must choose to see them as new creatures they are. 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. You must choose to see them as the new creatures they are. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. You must choose not to know them after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. We don't know after the flesh again. And in the same manner, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new, not minding their mess ups. See them as the new creatures that they are. Very, very important. Very, very important. Our focus is not just their attitudes. Of course, we expect their attitude changes for the better. But our focus is that a nature has been changed. Do you get it? Eternal life is at work in this one. Because eternal life is there. This other character that I'm saying will definitely change. It's a matter of time. So we should see them as the new creatures the Lord has made them. You must know that they are children, not minding their age. Do you understand? Some of them are 30 years, 40 years, but they're still wearing pampers spiritually. So you must understand that they are children. You must understand. Not just that they are children, they are your children. John 13, 33. Jesus called them little children, his disciples. A man as old as Peter, that has a wife. Praise God. Grown up young men. Jesus called them a little children. Little children. So just know that they are what? They are your children. And you are their parents. Praise God. They are your children and you are their parents. How exactly do I disciple them? Show them practical parental care. That's all. That is a summary of how to disciple our converts. To turn them from converts to disciples. What do? Show them practical parental care. How do you care for your physical children? You are their parents. So show them that care. Let me just run through a few things, then we'll pray briefly. Number one, parents feed their children. Feed them with the word of God. Praise God. Jesus did it all through. Feeding, feeding, feeding. Give us this day our daily bread. So it's the duty of the father to make bread available for the children, the parents. So do what? Feed them. Sit down and prepare a nutritious meal for them. It may not be sweet at their taste, but it will be healthy for their growth and development. Once you sit down with the word of God, the Holy Ghost will help you to mix up the ingredients. So feed them with the word of God. Praise God. Direct them to Christian books that can help them and tapes. Especially the ones you've read and listened to. Do you hear me? Not the one somebody recommend. No, the one you have, they are your children. So make sure it's a book you've read. It's a message you've listened to before you recommend it to them. Number two, parents pray for their children. Jesus did it. He prayed for Peter. Praise God. Paul did it. He prayed for Timothy and others. Romans 1 verse 9. And Jesus even went extra mile in a way. In John 17, verse 20, he did not only pray for his converts, his disciples, he prayed even for their own converts. Imagine such a vision. John 17, 20. Let's read that scripture. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their works. So Jesus knew these ones will be established, they will make other converts. So I'm not just praying for them, I'm also praying for their... Imagine such a vision. That's the vision of a father. Praise God. So pray for them. Praise God. Parents, listen to their children. Listen to them. At times they say something that doesn't sound good, just listen. Jesus is a great listener. Hey, listen to the point that even hear what is in their heart. Praise God. He hears what is in their heart. And responds to it. And responds to it. So parents, good parents, listen. Listen to them. At times, it is give me, give me. Hear me. If you have, give. Do you understand? Give according to what you... Nobody expects you to give what you don't have. Give according to what you have. But never tell them that there is anything that is impossible. If you don't have it, tell them that you are not the El Shaddai. You get it? Daddy said, if you claim the El Shaddai, you will die. So you can't be the El Shaddai. Do the much you can and connect them to the El Shaddai. Pray for them. There is one who opens up his hand wide. Who can satisfy the desire of every living thing? He's your father now. Let's talk to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Very, very important we do that. Of course, in the idea of visiting, that he has taught us something yesterday. Praise God. They are our spiritual children. People of same sex should disciple each other or one another. Praise God. And preferably to people of the same age bracket. You can link some of them up to other people. Praise God. But the place of visitation is very, very
important. Even parents that have children in their house, sometimes they go to their children's room and peep. Am I correct? To know if they are there. So that aspect of visitation too is important. Allow them to practice what you have taught them. Praise God. Take them to fellowships. Take them to churches. And allow them to practice what you have taught them. Jesus will give them time to practice. Praise God. In one of the such occasions, he sent them out. And they came out, they were rejoicing that even demons were bowing. And another occasion, he came down and saw them. About 9 of them thereabout. They couldn't cast out one demon. He rebuked them and made the corrections. Praise God. Even when they did do it well, you rebuke them in love. That will always emphasize that. In love. And do the necessary correction. Shall we be on our feet as we conclude with this scripture? Just take up a short prayer from that scripture. In John 15 verse 16. John 15 verse 16. John 15 verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Say with me, the Lord has chosen me and has ordained me. He has anointed me. Praise God. So that ordination is for something. He said that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. How do you make them remain? Disciple them. So as I'm looking at you now, you have an ordination upon your head. To win abiding souls. Do you hear me? It's not a matter of will God help me do it. God said, I have already chosen you for that purpose. I've also ordained you for it. That you should go and make converts and that your converts should be discipled so that they can be established. Open up your mouth and acknowledge that you have been ordained for this purpose. You have been ordained for it. You have been ordained for it. The Lord has chosen me for it. He has ordained me for it. He has chosen me for it. He has ordained me for it. Choosing me to go out and bring forth fruit. And that my fruit should abide. That my fruit should remain. And that my fruit should remain. And that my fruit should remain. I acknowledge that I've been ordained. I've been chosen and ordained. To go forth and bring forth fruit. Fruit that will remain. Fruit that will remain. I have an ordination. To turn my converts into disciples. Thank you, dear Father. Receive all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And amen. Lord bless you.